WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump's administration taking on more shape. Made two appointments on his deportation policy and programs.
Naming two longtime loyalists to implement his signature campaign promise, an immigration crackdown. Trump set to announce his former senior White House advisor, Stephen Miller, as deputy chief of staff for policy. Miller, an immigration hardliner, has made it clear he wants all undocumented immigrants out of the country. Also announcing his former ICE director, Tom Homan, will fill the new role of border czar.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The president-elect also named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to run the Environmental Protection Agency. Sources tell ABC News Mr. Trump will nominate Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. A jury in Delphi, Indiana, convicted Richard Allen in the murders in 2017 of eighth graders Abigail Williams and Liberty German. He could get up to 130 years in prison at sentencing in December. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, and not have lapses and letups and give teams life.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some scattered clouds overnight, gusty northeast winds, lower to middle 30s by daybreak. On Tuesday, quite a bit of sunshine developing with highs in the upper 40s, a southeast wind by the afternoon. More clouds Tuesday night. Wednesday, chances of rain. Currently 35 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 11:06. The woman is a fountain of positivity. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Coming up at 10:33, he is back. It's Monday with Mr. Global.
Ooh.
Matt Randolph will be here at 10:33. A lot of things to ask him about today. If you have not caught Matt before on the show, he is an oil and gas industry expert. He's been working in the field for 30 years. He has his own oil company. He's based out of Oklahoma. He has the charts. He has the graphs. He has the facts. Enough to annoy everyone.
Yeah.
Which is, it's good. It's good. He really breaks down pricing and oil prices and how complicated it is, and explains it in a really, really understandable way. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage you to follow him. He's on all the social media platforms, but I just checked him out on YouTube. He has his own YouTube channel now, yeah. Mr. Global. And I highly recommend that you subscribe to him. He's really terrific. We're going to talk about what is going to happen now under the second Trump administration.
Yes.
And Donald Trump has promised, of course, to bring down prices. Drill, baby, drill.
50% energy cut, cost cuts.
Cost cuts, sure. And all of that. So yep. We will we'll talk to Matt Randolph and find out how much of that can actually happen and what would happen in some instances that Donald Trump has suggested. So that's coming up at 10:33. It's Veterans Day, of course.
Correct.
Thank you to all of our veterans. If you see a veteran today, please thank them for their service. A couple of things to keep in mind on Veterans Day. The post offices are all closed. No mail will be delivered today because it's a federal holiday. And banks are also closed.
Yep.
UPS pickup and delivery still available. But UPS SurePost and UPS Mail Innovations deliveries will require an additional business day in transit because of the holiday. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about after 11 o'clock, I found an article in Stars and Stripes. They're looking for people to help transcribe old documents, and they want to do this in time for the 250th anniversary. And this is something you can actually do from your home. And these are old, old records written in cursive.
Yeah.
And so they're asking for people to transcribe them from cursive because that is a quickly losing. We're losing that as an art.
Yeah.
And you can do it from home. So it's kind of cool. It's a cross promotion between the National Park Service and National Archives.
Nice.
So we will have more details about that coming up after 11 o'clock. Stick around for that. I did want to start off, though, with Upfront yesterday. WISN Channel 12 had a bunch of pundits, former pundits, pre-pundits. No, they're pundits, including Reince Priebus.
Oh, Reince.
Who was the former chief of staff to now President-elect Donald Trump, also chairman of the Republican National Committee. He was on front yesterday. Reince, who lasted, what was it, 6 months?
I think a healthy 6 months.
A healthy 6 months as chief of staff. He says he will be involved with the administration, but won't get too much in the matrix. Reince says, I'll be involved in things here and there, but I've got a good life outside the White House. I'm happy with what I'm doing, but I'm also always involved. You could say I try to keep a balance.
That is very diplomatic talks of diplomatic ways of saying I wasn't invited.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like he was not invited to the party.
Hey, guys, you need help?
I'm here if you need help.
I'm here.
I'll just dip in and out a little bit if you need some help.
I got a notebook and write stuff down on.
Yeah.
He is impressed, however, with Trump's decision to name Susie Wiles his incoming chief of staff. She is the one, along with Chris LaCivita, who ran his campaign. Mm-hmm. And Reince thinks that's a good pick. It's a tough job. I mean, obviously, Donald Trump is a force in nature, but Susie is up to it. I think she's a great pick for the job. I think it's a little different, too. Donald Trump's been through it already. I mean, we put together a team in 2016 really quickly. It was sort of like a team of rivals, which is kind of a complicated thing to do.
Does Reince Priebus have a different definition of the word rivals than we do? Because usually rivals means people who dissent or disagree or have different thought patterns than you.
Well, I guess maybe there were some rivals as far as what he was able to do legally and that there were still people who were there to say, yeah, you can't do that. That's illegal.
That's after the fact. Like the whole thing comes from Abraham Lincoln. He purposely ahead of time put together a team of rivals. He wanted to create conversation. Whereas I think what Donald Trump did was he put together this team and then people were like, you can't do that. And he's like, oh, I got to get rid of them. I got to get them out of here. I got to find some better yes men.
Well, and he's going to have them this time around.
Oh, yeah.
Reince says that Donald Trump's first 100 days will be a little bit more orderly than the first go around. Quote, I think it's going to start with immediately shutting down the border. They've got the 2025 tax cuts that they need to renew, which is going to take up almost the entire legislative process, at least to probably start that in the House. Then they've got confirmations in the Senate. So, you know, as far as the deportations, the one thing that you can count on is Donald Trump is going to follow through on his promises. Okay. And the other thing I hope people aren't going to be surprised by this. This was a central theme of Donald Trump's campaign. Yes, it was. Think of all the signs, mass deportations now.
Yeah. I will not be surprised. I mean, depending on how far they go, there might be some surprise there. But shutting down the border, trying to dismantle anything with a three-letter acronym as far as a department goes, all of those things they talk about, I will not be surprised. But what we're seeing now already from just regular voters is how less than 1 week into his transition, the effect that he's going to have on them, their families, and their lives, they're the ones going to be surprised. Not us, not me, Greg Bach. I voted for not him, and so therefore I'm expecting everything he says he's going to do within the law or him reworking
going around
the law.
It.
Yeah.
Going around it. No, I don't. We're not going to be surprised.
No.
The one thing I saw over the weekend, the day after the election on November 6th, mm-hmm. the number of people looking up the definition of tariffs exploded. We've been talking about tariffs for a while.
Apparently people didn't like us trying to teach them.
Yeah, I guess that's a bad thing. That's elitist.
Yeah.
Asking people to, I don't know. That's kind of what I've always liked about this show is that I always figured we all learn things together.
That's what I like about life. I like learning things. I'm not intimidated by either learning something new or finding out that I'm wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we have that's why we have people who know what they're talking about to explain these things, like Matt Randolph.
Yeah, exactly.
He knows what he's talking about. He works within the oil and gas industry.
Yeah.
That's why we talk to people who are in business, who deal with tariffs and know mm-hmm. how tariffs work. But yes, he's talked about, of course, these big increases across the board of tariffs, which the experts that we've spoken to have all said is going to raise prices.
Yes. And 16 Nobel award-winning economists have said that his plans for economic movement is going to decimate our economy. Has the ability to. I shouldn't say it's going to. Has the ability
yes.
to.
Yes.
So, like I said, I'm not going to be surprised at anything. I'm not.
I agree with you. Again, we've been talking about this for 2 years.
Yeah.
And what some of his plans were. Republican strategist Bill McGoshin was also on Upfront yesterday on WISN with a little warning to Republicans. Here's what I would caution. This wasn't necessarily a red wave. It was a Trump wave. So if you ran this cycle as a Senate candidate and won, and we're going to get to that in a minute, or you ran for re-election as a congressional candidate or a new candidate in Tony Weed's case, you ran on Trump's agenda. Now it's up to you to deliver on that agenda. If you want this to be a durable majority going forward, you have to deliver it over the next 2 years. Because, again, the midterms will be 2 years from now. And we will be going back. I know. And we're going to be going back. And we have a Supreme Court election in Wisconsin next year in April. So those, I would imagine those ads are going to be starting pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. Probably around, I bet you first of the year. They're probably going to say, like, just let Christmas happen. And then they're gonna
start blasting us.
Yuppers. By the way, I just got a text from a good correction. 23 Nobel laureates.
Oh, 23.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Appreciate that.
And yeah, but it's gonna make it, honestly, if you think about it, it's gonna make it easier for some people like a Tony Weed to get reelected then, because all he has to do is just say, I did what Trump did, because I'm the Trump guy. He doesn't have to account for anything personal or spectacular. He just has to say, I'm the Trump guy.
And I support these policies.
So, boom.
Joe Zepecki, of course, political strategist. He's been on the show many, many times. Joe said yesterday on Upfront, I think during the transition, we need to confirm as many judges as we can. There are probably some things the Biden administration can try to do to make it a little tougher for the Trump administration to unwind some of the progress that we've made. That may happen. I think some of it should. Of course, Donald Trump over the weekend already texting or tweeting that, or this was on Truth Social, that he doesn't want any more judges confirmed before he takes office.
Of course,
even
he
though,
doesn't.
Of course, he appointed just Judge Eileen Cannon.
Yeah.
Right before he left, so it's good for me, but not for thee.
Yep, nothing like a healthy dose of hypocrisy. Jane, my stomach hurts. Okay.
We will lighten things up next hour. Because, of course, we'll be wrapping up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Volatile Odor Edition.
Ooh.
Yeah, it should be. It should be a good one.
It will be a good one. It will be a great one.
It will be a great one. All right, when we return, where is he? Where's the California guy? No one has seen him.
It's really odd. Like, and I've been seeing more, like, disparate tweets about, like, people who are not connected to each other being like, has anyone seen Eric Huff? I'm thinking he maybe just shaved his mustache and now no one recognizes him.
He's just going incognito around Madison?
Yes. Yes.
We'll kick that around when we return. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
She gets mad and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. The number is the same. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Right before the break, we were just talking about the election results, of course, and moving forward with a second Trump administration. We had a couple of texts I wanted to share. Rick, listening on WFHR, I think someone needs to start a blog called The Trumpet, which tracks all of his election policy bait and the outcomes. People need to know and be told because they're not going to track it themselves. That is not a bad idea, Rick. And Dave from New Berlin, I'm going to miss the show today. Miss Jane, I have to work instead of sitting in the office. We'll miss you, Dave. But don't forget, if you ever miss the show or because you have a life... Yes, people have lives.
What is that?
You can always go back to civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, click on shows, go to Matt and Air on Air, click on that, and then the whole archive of all of our shows, mm-hmm. you will find there. Greg puts together really good show notes, and you can also, can't you search by guest name?
I've been working on that. There was a search function. I reached out to IT. I can't promise anything at this moment. All I know is that If you go to your podcast distribution center of choice, even if it's not the Civic Media website, you can download our show as a podcast. You can search through there as well. Subscribe to it. That way you get our show every day, 2 episodes a day for the entire show. And then people like Dave from New Berlin can catch up.
Exactly.
When you have to do things like work.
Well, work and live your life. Daniel Bice has a column in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel called Winners and Losers.
Yeah.
Looking at the winners and losers after last Tuesday's results. One of the winners is Robin Voss, and justifiably so. Yeah. He faced 2 efforts from opponents to recall him, which failed.
Yeah.
He survived, and he is already crafting his agenda for the next 2 years, including how to spend that projected $3.5 billion state surplus. Good news, Diane Hendricks. I have a feeling a big tax cut's coming your way.
Oh, great. Because who doesn't need a tax cut like Diane Hendricks or the U-Lines?
Exactly. Exactly. Other winners. Oh, this is funny. Dentists. Because, of course, Donald Trump has mentioned putting Robert Kennedy Jr.
Oh, God.
He's going to let him go wild on health. So, according to the Daniel Bice column, by the time Kennedy is done, we'll be lucky to have fluoride in our drinking water. Fluoride strengthens teeth, reduces cavities. So Daniel Bice predicting the dentist will be doing really well once Bob Kennedy Jr. gets done.
Is that something that he can do, though? I feel like water.
Isn't that a municipality?
Exactly.
Decision?
Yeah. Municipalities have their own. Like Racine has their own water supply. Milwaukee, I believe Kenosha does as well. I think it's a local thing. It's not a national thing. But also, far be it from me to think that they know what they're talking about too.
Calvin.
Well, unfortunately. Yeah, I think you're right that it's handled by the municipalities, but if the federal government issues a mandate, I think they kind of like have to. Like if the federal government issues a fluoride ban.
States' rights, baby.
I was just going to say, let's take it back to the states. They're all about states' rights when it comes to women's rights on their own bodies. How about my teeth? This is my body. I want fluoride in my water. States' rights. Yeah. Once again.
Also, in the winners-losers column from Daniel Bison, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, loser, rich white Republican candidates. Sounds like a good formula. Find a candidate who can buy name ID and fund their own campaign and go from there. Two elections now in a row, this has not worked out for Republicans, with multimillionaires Tim Michaels and now Eric Hovde both going down to defeat in consecutive elections. There are problems with this brand of candidate. They get to set their own hours. They like to see themselves in their TV ads. They decide exactly how much money they spend on their own races. Hovde spent $20 million.
Of his own money?
Of his own money.
Which, by the way, folks, this just in, Eric Hovde is still ridiculously rich.
Yeah, and he'll always be really, really rich.
His grandchildren's grandchildren won't have to work if they do it right. Also, the thing, too, is like, I am fascinated by his campaign, fascinated by it, because it started off attempting to be all folksy-doksy, like, I'm just Eric Hovde from Wisconsin, and then it became, like, and then you do interviews, and he was not the nicest person in these interviews, and then it went super dark.
Super dark.
And it all just seemed desperate at every point, like, granted.
But I mean, he gained a lot towards the end.
He gained a lot, but I don't think he gained a lot because he's Eric Hovde. He gained a lot because he wasn't Tammy Baldwin. I think that's the big thing. Because he didn't set himself, like Tim Michaels, did not set up any sort of reputation here. He just showed up and said, I'm running for Senate. I mean, I know he's run before, but then he went away
for
12 years.
Yeah, for 12 years.
And he came back like, I'm running for Senate again. They're like,
Who
are you? Did you not have a mustache last time you came? Because I don't recognize you. So... Yeah, rich white guys, rich people don't just walk in and think you can take it. You can't.
Calvin.
Well, yeah, it's also interesting that not only two rich white guys in a row lost in Wisconsin, but they also both lost on tickets with Trump Republicans on them, in which the Trump Republican won. So I think that just shows you how truly awful of candidates they really were.
And we may never see Eric Hovde again until the next time he comes back and decides he wants to run for the Senate. Nobody knows where he is.
Yeah.
He hasn't conceded. Tammy Baldwin's already given her acceptance speech last week. The race has been called for her.
Mm-hmm.
And not a peep.
No.
From California guy.
He's disappeared like a magician. You just...
The Great Hovdini.
The Great Hovdini.
The Great Hovdini.
I'll make the Statue of Liberty and my political career disappear.
Well, he's going to go back to his happy life in California, where he's been the Orange County Businessman of the Year for 3 years in a row, and he'll do great.
Yeah. Yes.
He didn't need to do this.
He'll be such a boom for California's economic output and business. California. Hey, California, do you need a senator? No, you don't? Okay, never mind. Sorry.
But... Again, I think we'll see him again 10, 12 years.
Great.
Next time he gets bored. News is coming up next. When we return, we are going to be talking to Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, about oil and gas. Should be a really great conversation. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump's administration taking on more shape. Made two appointments on his deportation policy and programs.
Naming two longtime loyalists to implement his signature campaign promise, an immigration crackdown. Trump set to announce his former senior White House advisor, Stephen Miller, as deputy chief of staff for policy. Miller, an immigration hardliner, has made it clear he wants all undocumented immigrants out of the country. Also announcing his former ICE director, Tom Homan, will fill the new role of border czar.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The president-elect also named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to run the Environmental Protection Agency. Sources tell ABC News Mr. Trump will nominate Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. A jury in Delphi, Indiana, convicted Richard Allen in the murders in 2017 of eighth graders Abigail Williams and Liberty German. He could get up to 130 years in prison at sentencing in December. This is ABC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some scattered clouds overnight, gusty northeast winds, lower to middle 30s by daybreak. On Tuesday, quite a bit of sunshine developing with highs in the upper 40s, a southeast wind by the afternoon. More clouds Tuesday night. Wednesday, chances of rain. Currently 35 degrees.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabe and I'm an actual Schwabe. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabe? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, we talk film noir with Civic Media's own Earl Ingram. Then I'm joined by the Wisconsin Historical Society's Kurt Griesmer, who talks Dungeons and Dragons.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Are you ready?
good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine, Wisconsin. You can always join us. The number is the same. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a number if you're watching on the live stream. Leave a message, rather, on the live stream at Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. It is Monday, and we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, coming to us from the truck this morning. Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We are wonderful, Matt. I wanted to, before we get into oil and gas and all of those things, and if you have missed Mr. Global's previous appearances here on the show, go to our archives. And we've had some great conversations with you, Matt, over the last couple of months, and I highly encourage people to check it out. Also, I saw yesterday that you're putting a lot more of your content now on YouTube.
Yeah, I am. I've been doing that for a while. I just haven't been pushing it that much, but yeah, I am.
Because I saw you on Twitter yesterday essentially saying, yeah, this app is really annoying, and I'm going to be posting less here, so... go to YouTube and search for Mr. Global and then subscribe. You've got great content on there. So if you want a steady diet of Mr. Global, that's where they can find you best. Right, Matt?
Yeah. You know, X is like the new digital age National Enquirer. And I just thought, I don't want to be a part of that. Like, I don't want people to have to deal with that to see me. So, you know, so I'm kind of pointing more towards YouTube and of course, TikTok. So,
right, which is where I first found you. And you also have a new partnership that you recently announced, correct?
Yes.
Do you want to tell us about that?
So the folks at a media organization called The Dispatch reached out to me. I did a lot of research on them. I've been approached many times, and they're very committed to fact-based reporting. So, I'm doing a little bit of work with them. I'm partnering with them. I'm not sure where that will go, but I'm going to get the opportunity to write some articles in their newsletters and probably appear on some podcasts and things like that. But we'll see how that works out. But it's kind of exciting. Yeah,
that's fantastic. And again, you have the knowledge, you have the facts, you have the experience to actually explain how things work. And I think the more people that can hear from experts like you, the better off we're all going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, and I did get some pushback from that because they're a center-right biased media organization. And, you know, my response to that is, if they're telling the truth, I really don't care. You know, to me, if you're always telling the truth, whatever anyone thinks your bias is doesn't matter. And we can't be picky when it comes to organizations just being honest and factual and having – you know, good fact checking in place. So, that's how I came to that decision.
Well, that's great. That's very exciting. Good for you. I'm excited for you. Let's talk about, first of all, sanctions. Of course, Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term, and there has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia and potentially even Iran. I've seen some articles this morning talking about that potential as well. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
I don't believe for a second that sanctions will be removed from Iran. We've had sanctions on Iran since the Obama presidency. We just decide when to enforce them based on the price of gas in the United States. So, you know, when gas is high, we don't enforce them. When gas is cheap, we enforce them. So, our sanctions on Iran are based on how Americans feel about gas prices, basically. I could see sanctions on Russia being lifted. I don't know that will happen, but it's certainly a possibility. And how Russia responds to that, you know, will affect gas prices. They may lift the sanctions, and if Iran keeps their production exactly where it is and they just enjoy market prices because they're selling at a deep discount, then it won't really have an impact on gas prices beyond sort of the initial shock of the news story. That will cause a drop in oil prices quickly, but the fundamentals will always take over. And so it depends on what Russia does if that occurs. If they decide to increase production, that it could really drive down oil and gas prices. But we've seen nothing from OPEC Plus, which Russia is a part of, to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices. So I suspect if we lift those sanctions, they'll just keep production exactly where it is.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same.
In all likelihood, yes. You never know what's going to happen with the Trump administration and all the wheeling and dealing that goes on around the world. But I would say in all likelihood, it's pretty much going to be business as usual. Yeah.
Matt, speaking of wheeling and dealing, one of the things that you really taught us when watching your videos and being on the show is that it's not about who's sitting in the office the day of low or high gas prices. It's about what's happened in the past. Is there anything that's happened in the past, like since the Trump deals of 2020, whether it be with Biden or anybody, that we should be on the lookout on the horizon for future gas prices to spike or to drop that were decided maybe 6 months, a year and a half ago?
No, nothing has happened, you know, stateside. The one thing we have seen repeatedly throughout, you know, over the last 4 years is OPEC's they're repeatedly saying that they are trying to maintain an $80 price floor on oil. And anytime the subject, you know, comes up of them potentially increasing production, they'll come out and say they're going to increase production. And when it comes time to do it, if oil prices aren't where they want them to be, they just delay it. So they have worked really hard at maintaining higher oil prices for the entire last 4 years, and they've been very consistent in that. So, you know, and that's because they're trying to finance their Vision 2030, is where they're trying to diversify their whole economy, and they have to pay for it through oil revenues. I don't see them shifting away from that without some forceful, maybe some threats or something from the current or the future administration. We know Donald Trump threatened to pull away our military defenses from Saudi to get them to lower oil prices last time. So that's why it's difficult for me to say this is going to happen or this is going to happen.
Sure.
Because Trump is so unpredictable, and he will take big swings and try wild things. So, but we do know OPEC is committed to keeping prices up, and they've been committed for a long time.
Yeah, it's certainly not in their best interest to see the price go down.
Right. Yeah. And one thing that's different with OPEC is, you know, their demographics have changed a lot in their countries, their populations. They can't afford to provide the world with cheap oil like they used to. Their society is largely dependent on their governments and their oil revenues, and they're running deficits right now with oil prices where they are. And unlike the United States, Saudi Arabia is not keen on having budget deficits. That's not something that they find acceptable at all. So the massive growth in population in that area and the massive increase in revenue that it takes to support their society has changed drastically. And that's why they're very hard line on keeping oil prices higher, because they depend on that for their economy.
Matt Randolph is our guest. He's known as Mr. Global. He is an oil and gas industry expert, been in the field for 30 years, has his own oil company. And we're talking again about oil and gas prices and what we can look forward to under a second Trump administration. Matt, Ukraine is still a big player in this. And Donald Trump has said repeatedly that he's going to let Vladimir Putin essentially do what he wants with Ukraine. If Ukraine falls to Putin, what is that going to mean globally?
If Ukraine falls to Putin, then the United States is no longer the only superpower in the world. The reason that, you know, Russia is going into Ukraine is because they have enormous amounts of natural resources. Natural gas that they have not yet tapped into. You know, if you can imagine, you know, I did a piece a while back about the fact that Russia being a part of OPEC is a threat to the United States. And if they, you know, somehow get their hands on Ukraine and all of those natural resources, That will really undermine the United States' strength in providing LNG and energy to our European allies. But I don't think Donald Trump is going to have some problems there, because, you know, he called Zelensky and he called Putin both. And the next day, Ukraine launched their largest attack ever on Moscow. So I don't think he's making any headwinds there.
Well, it seems like he's trying to be friends with both of them and making it seem like he's going to tell Putin what to do. You need to do this. Stop doing this. I've got the I know what I'm doing. Meanwhile, Putin's like, hey, keep talking, buddy.
Yeah. And, you know, what we've seen historically is Republicans, you know, really against the aid to Ukraine. And even Mike Johnson, the speaker, you know, they go in and basically they look at our intelligence and stuff, and you know, the people that really matter tell them, hey, this is what's going on. And then they change their tune and they go ahead and give the aid to Ukraine because they understand how important it is. So a lot of times, you know, what you see in the media on TV with these, you know, politicians, what they say, that doesn't match what's going on inside those buildings. They understand the importance of Ukraine keeping its independence, regardless of what they say on TV. And I have a feeling a lot of those Republicans are going to be swaying Donald Trump to continue the aid to Ukraine. I know he has said that that's going to stop, but I'm taking a I'll see it when I believe it or believe it when I see it approach. Because even Mike Johnson and the most hardcore right Republicans have agreed to continue giving aid to Ukraine. So we'll see what happens there.
It's interesting, though, because Donald Trump announced over the weekend that he will not be inviting Mike Pompeo or Nikki Haley back into his administration. And both of them are supporters of Ukraine and continuing aid to Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's going to wash his hands of pretty much anybody that worked with him in the past. It seems that way to me.
He's going to wash his hands with anyone who dare disagree with him. Whereas like Stephen Miller, it cannot wait to get back there. I mean, it's going to be a true cabinet of yes men.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
But I guess I'm going to take a little comfort from the idea that there are Republicans around him who realize how critical Ukraine's continued independence is and what that means for us.
Yeah, it really is. I cannot overstate how important it is that Ukraine remain there, keep their independence. And, you know, a lot of people have this notion of, you know, we need to take care of, you know, the United States before we take care of them. Completely overlooking the fact that assisting Ukraine is taking care of the United States in a much larger way than our government could actually take care of us here. It's much bigger than just us. This is world stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So,
well, and
you got to look beyond the politics.
Yeah, absolutely. And even just what has happened to the Russian military because of Ukraine fighting back. I mean, the amount of resources it would have taken us as a country to get that done, I can't even imagine.
Right. And one of the best things from this whole conflict, if you can find anything at all good in it, is that Russia has shown the world that they are not near the military strength that they have been claiming they have been for the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that's a big positive, because now the world looks at Russia and they're like, eh. You know what I mean? Like,
Putin.
Not so scary. Yeah, you're not so scary anymore. We're going to continue our conversation with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. We'll talk about renewables. The words are hard. When we return, you're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently, one of the classes I was teaching, saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Matt Randolph is here, Mr. Global. You can follow him on YouTube. I highly suggest you subscribe. He is a 30-year oil and gas industry expert, been working in the field for all that time. He has enough facts and information and expertise to annoy everyone, which is one of the reasons why we like to have him on the show. Matt, you're in the oil and gas industry, but you are not completely against renewables. Is that accurate?
Oh, I'm not against renewables at all. In any way, we need all forms of energy. One thing I tell people all the time, you know, even if climate change wasn't a thing, we would still need all these renewables to meet our future energy demand. Our energy demand is about to exceed basically the limits of which we can produce fossil fuels. So we need renewable energy regardless of what's going on with the planet. That's just a fact.
And at least in some of your videos that I've watched, it seems like you're more for solar than wind.
Yeah, solar has a lot more upside. Solar has a lot more growth potential in the future. Solar is going to dominate wind, and I believe that nuclear is going to grow a lot in the future as well. But solar is really where it's at in the future. You can put solar anywhere. You can put it on top of parking lots and buildings and homes and like you can just put it anywhere. You can't put a wind farm anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, the efficiency of solar panels is going to increase dramatically, where it takes far fewer panels to generate the same amount of power. So solar is going to be a huge deal in our future, no matter what. And it is definitely going to be the premier renewable energy source in the future, without a doubt.
Whenever I hear people talk about solar, I cannot get out of my head that hearing that Representative Congressman Dan Crenshaw said, he just said so flippantly, well, when there's no sun, nothing's working. It doesn't work anyways. Like, he just said it like it was an expert. I'm like, but
that's, they're called batteries,
that's
aren't they?
Not how it works, sir. But that's fine. The Andrew on our live stream asked a question, and we hadn't heard about this, and I'm not sure if you had either. He said, he asks, has Biden indicated that he's going to sign a 4-year deal to decrease production by 5%? Have you heard anything about that?
No.
Okay.
That's not a thing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here, Andrew, that Matt says that's not a thing.
I don't know who he would sign that deal with. OPEC won't speak to him, and he can't do that in the United States because these are private companies. So that's not a thing.
And what about lowering the, Donald Trump said he's going to, it's all drill, baby, drill. And then we're going to cut energy costs by 50%. That's not a thing either, is it?
No, absolutely not. That's not a thing. You know, if we cut energy costs by 50%, then the gasoline will be cheaper than it was during COVID. You know, you would need oil at like $20 a barrel. That's not going to happen in any universe unless we have another pandemic. But no, that's certainly not a thing.
Well, and
it's not even a possibility.
Right. And as you've said, too, oil companies aren't going to work to decrease their own profits.
Right.
Which is essentially what that would do.
Well, not only, I mean, that wouldn't only decrease their profits. That would put them in huge losses, like massive losses. Profits aren't even in the universe when we're talking prices in that range. So, you know, getting into some sort of crazy oil price war with OPEC could potentially make that happen temporarily. I don't see that happening, but if it does, it's going to be pretty bad for the United States, because regardless of how much oil we can produce, we cannot compete with them in a price war. We just can't, because we do it for profit. Their governments, you know, run their oil companies and their oil fields. That's just, we can't compete there.
Well, it sounds like what might happen then is we might see another, was it in the deal of 2020, where he sits down with these groups and tries to hammer out something that will allow him to come to the people and say, look what I have done. And then in 2 to 3 years, it's going to affect us. I was going to use a different term, but the FCC said I cannot, but it will affect us. So, because he wants to be the ever-loving deal maker, he's going to go to these, because you just said OPEC won't talk to Biden. I'm sure they'll talk to Trump because they're like, of course, come talk to us. We'll make a deal. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah. I shiver to even think about any kind of deal he would make with OPEC based on the results of the last one. That's frightening to think about. But he doesn't have any leverage. He's in a different oil market than he was then. Everything is different. You know, nothing just stays the same all the time. And if he goes over there and they're going to say no, he has absolutely no leverage against them whatsoever. And it's just not going to work for him. So there's going to have to be some trickery involved for him to pull something off like he did in 2018.
Matt Randolph is Mr. Global. Follow him on YouTube. Subscribe to his channel. Thank you so very much, Matt. We got about 30 seconds. How are the chickens? Do you still have 3 chickens?
No, I got 6.
6 chickens. We'll have to have you back on just for an update on the chickens.
Matt Randolph. Yeah, they got wet.
Thank you so much, Matt. We'll be in touch. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allball.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.